Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
It's our News Digest today, and we're going to talk about a famous mathematician that is no longer with us, and her life was tragically cut short by breast cancer. Maybe you've heard of this Iranian woman by the name of Maryam Mirzakhani. I don't speak Farsi or Persian or whatever her language is. But in any case, she did kind of turn heads there for a while for various reasons, because of her mathematical skills, of course, but also, as we're going to talk about later, the photograph of her without the hijab on. That kind of caused some controversy as well. But I don't think we should really focus on that so much. We should talk about the fact that she was a really good mathematician.
Yeah, so today's whole lesson actually will be on this lady who unfortunately succumbed to breast cancer and died really before her time. When people die much younger than we expect them to, that's often what we'll say. So let's go ahead and read through our lesson, and then we can come back and talk about this woman.
The life of Iranian mathematician Maryam Mirzakhani was cut tragically short in July 2017 when she passed away after a four-year battle with breast cancer. Mirzakhani was the first woman to have been awarded the Fields Medal, one of the highest honors in math. Sadly, there is no knowing what else she could have accomplished. Mirzakhani was born in Tehran, Iran, and as a child, she actually wanted to become a novelist. However, she displayed an incredible aptitude for mathematics and attended a school that was part of Iran's National Organization for Development of Exceptional Talents. While there, she tried out for Iran's International Mathematical Olympiad team and became its first female member. She won a gold medal at the 1995 Olympiad, during which she also achieved a perfect score. After graduating, Mirzakhani attended Harvard University, where she gained her Ph.D. Her dissertation resulted in three papers being published and answered a question about a particular branch of mathematics that had baffled her peers for years. She went on to tackle other complex math problems and received the Fields Medal for her work in 2014. At this point, however, she had already developed the breast cancer that would claim her life. Mirzakhani's death was mourned by her fellow mathematicians as well as the people of Iran. Interestingly, many Iranian news outlets used a picture of Mirzakhani without a hijab, which she never wore in the U.S. More conservative outlets went so far as to Photoshop a hijab on her, as the garment is compulsory under Iran's Sharia law. This led to debate about the law, with Iranian social media users weighing in on both sides. Though the law is unlikely to change, pictures showing Mirzakhani without a hijab represent yet more ground broken in her extraordinary, though tragically brief, life.
Okay, guys, we're going to go ahead and start talking about a really brilliant mathematician who was from Iran. This is a fun country's name, I'm just going to say, because you hear different pronunciations of it. Iran, Iran, I'm going to say Iran. Tom, how do you usually pronounce it?
Iran?
Yeah?
Iran, I don't know. I looked it up in the dictionary, and it does list at least three pronunciations.
Yeah.
So I'd like to actually talk to somebody from that country and
see
ask them,
how they say it.
How the heck do we say your country's name? And then that's the way we're going to say it. But unfortunately, I don't know anybody from Iran here in Taiwan.
I don't either. No.
I knew some back in college, but not here. Sharok, where'd you go? Where are you when I need you? I need to ask you how to say the name of your country. But in any case, we're talking about the first woman to win the Fields Award, but she died this year at the age of 40. That's the headline here. We'll talk about what the Fields Award is in just a second. But gee, dying at the age of 40, that's pretty young.
It's very young, actually. That's why we're calling it tragic in that first sentence there. So let's look at the first sentence. We're talking about the life of Iranian mathematician Mirzakhani. Her life was cut short. And then we're putting that adverb here, tragically short. Something cut short means something ended too soon. You expected it to last longer. Maybe you had a vacation planned. It was going to be 3 weeks, but after a week and a half, your boss called you and said, you either get back here or I'm going to fire you. So your vacation was cut short by a week and a half. Here, her life was tragically cut short. Now, if it's tragic, it's something that's really, really sad. Typically, when we use tragic, we're also talking about a death. Maybe a death of someone who's close to you, family member, a friend. Here, it's tragic because she was so darn young, only 40, and to go so quickly. And also, she was extraordinarily talented in the field of mathematics or math. So it is very sad. She passed away after a 4-year battle with breast cancer, a type of cancer that gets a lot of people.
Yes, I guess being a genius at math does nothing to stop cancer. Remember that, everybody. So in any case, yes, tragically is the adverb here. Tragic is the adjective, and tragedy is the noun, like Shakespeare wrote many tragedies in which lots of people died. But in this particular case, it was tragic that her life was cut short. It ended at a young age just this past July. She passed away. She died after she had fought breast cancer for 4 years. Now, Mirza Hani, I don't quite know exactly how you would pronounce this. She was the first woman to have been awarded the Fields Medal. And we mentioned that earlier. What is the Fields Medal? Well, it's one of the highest honors in math. People here in Taiwan are really good at math.
They are, of course.
I've looked at my daughter's Mathematica textbook, and my goodness, I could never possibly do any of those questions myself. But yes, indeed, that's an award given to great achievers in mathematics. It's one of the highest honors in math. So here, honor is a noun that just means some kind of recognition for something great that you have done or accomplished.
Right. We often receive honors when we, I don't know, win a competition or we've done something, like Tom said, that's really extraordinary, very outstanding. People want to make sure that enough people around your country, your city, your world even know what you've done. So they will present you with honors or awards, which is kind of cool. And the Fields Medal, which I'd never heard of before because I'm not into math, it is one of the highest honors that you can even earn or be awarded in that field. So sadly, there is no knowing what else she could have accomplished because she's gone really quite early and before her time. So if you accomplish something, it's a word we use when we talk about working hard, setting goals, and achieving something. It's not easy. So let's move on to the next paragraph. We're going to talk about her background. She was born in Tehran, Iran, and as a child, she actually wanted to become a novelist. That's interesting. I mean, her real passion as a child had nothing to do with math. She was into stories and fiction and wanted to create, you know, pretty cool writing. But, you know, sometimes you find out in life you've got this talent that pretty extraordinary and other people don't have it. And when you have something like that, you should probably pursue it.
Indeed. So she was born in Tehran. Of course, that's the capital city of Iran. It's got about 6 or 7 million people there. Pretty big place. And as a child, of course, she wanted to be a novelist, write those books, become a novelist and stuff and be famous that way. But unfortunately, though, I guess unfortunately, or I guess fortunately, I guess it depends on how you look at it.
Yeah, I guess it depends on how much you like math, maybe.
True.
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe she could have written a novel about mathematics. Who knows? But however, she displayed an incredible aptitude for mathematics. So if you display something, you show it. Mm-hmm. You let other people know that you have this ability. You can display things like, look at that picture displayed on the computer monitor. It looks pretty cool. It's displayed there. Or you can display things in a department store window. And that would be called a display as a noun, but here it's a verb to display. She showed, or she let the world know, that she had this great aptitude, this great ability, this unbelievable ability for mathematics. And then she attended a school that was part of Iran's National Organization for Development of Exceptional Talents.
Right. This word aptitude is very similar to the word talent. It's a natural ability you have. You didn't become become great at math because you took a lot of classes and studied hard. You were born with this talent. So if you have an aptitude for something, or adults in your life are telling you you have an aptitude, you might want to look into that and follow it. You can take a natural ability and then make it even stronger or better by practicing or by working on it, and that's what she did. So she showed people around her that she was really quite good with numbers and attended a school that was part of Iran's National Organization for Development of Exceptional Talents. Exceptional is a word that's very close to extraordinary. It's unusual. It's not average. It's not typical. You don't see it very often because it's so great. So this word just means unusually good, outstanding. So she was placed in a school with other kids who are also very talented at the same time. And if you're actually in a school where people are not as good as you are, you sometimes don't work as hard as you can. But if you are placed in an environment where everybody else is super talented, you have to work harder and it's actually better for you.
Sometimes those programs are called like a special class for the gifted or something like that. And yes, indeed, if you have that exceptional talent, they probably might move you into such a class where you can be around other people who are just as smart as you are and you won't be facing so much bullying, I suppose, that you would.
Or boredom. I think boredom, kids who are really smart get bored if they aren't challenged. And so these types of schools help kids who are very gifted. As Tom said, if you're gifted, we also use that word instead of talented. Wow, she's so gifted. It's a natural ability.
Okay. And while there, she tried out for Iran's International Mathematical Olympiad team.
Cool.
And became its first female member. So she tried out for it. That means you kind of have an audition, I suppose. The equivalent of an audition. You go down there and you meet the judges or something, and they decide whether you can be a member of the team.
Probably test you.
Yeah. But of course, that team up to then had always been male. So she was the first female member, and she won a gold medal at the 1995 Olympiad, the Mathematical Olympiad, during which she also achieved a perfect score. And I don't know much about the Olympiad, but that does sound like quite an achievement there.
Yeah, perfect score. It's amazing. Right now, guys, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher for a couple of minutes, and then we'll be back to continue talking about this amazing woman.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们首先来看到今天文章的第一个句子提到 The life of Iranian mathematician Maryam Mirzakhani was cut tragically short in July 2017 when she passed away after a four-year battle with breast cancer.今天要介绍的是这位伊朗数学家，他在历经跟乳癌奋斗了四年之后过世，而他的生命呢，就这样子悲剧性的被中断了。首先来看到 tragically 在这里当作是副词，解释成为悲剧的，当然是从名词 tragedy T-R-A-G-E-D-Y悲剧所衍生出来的。举例来说 The traffic accident is really a tragedy， 也就是说这次的车祸真是个悲剧。而她呢则是第一位获颁这个 Fields Medal 的女性数学家。接着我们来看到第二段的第二个句子，提到她的小时候的生活。第二个句子说However, she displayed an incredible aptitude for mathematics and attended a school that was part of Iran's National Organization for Development of Exceptional Talents.虽然呢，小时候是想要成为一个小说家，然而他展现的是惊人的数学天赋。我们来看一下这个动词 display， 在这里是有显示、显露的意思。举个例子来说，他对于考古学展露出兴趣。你也可以说 ，He displayed interest in archaeology， 而呢，这位女性数学家则是展现了 incredible aptitude， 在这里 aptitude 也就是有天资跟才能的意思，然后她就去念了隶属于伊朗国家资优人才发展组织的学校。 而在这里有一个名词里面的这个形容词 exceptional 就是有例外的延伸出来，也就是有优秀的卓越的意思。第二段的最后一句提到 She won a gold medal at the 1995 Olympiad during which she also achieved a perfect score 提到呢，她在1995年的数学奥林匹亚竞赛当中呢，赢得了 gold medal 也就是金牌，而且呢，还获得了满分。在这里我们提到的获得满分，你可以说 to achieve a perfect score.
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.Welcome back, guys. We're talking about Iranian mathematician Miriam Mirzakhani. She sadly passed away back in July of 2017 after struggling and fighting and losing a battle with cancer, with breast cancer. She was the first woman ever to have been awarded the Fields Medal. It's a medal that is only given to outstanding mathematicians, so it's a very high honor in the field of math.And sadly, you know, because she was so young at 40, we won't know what she could have gone on to accomplish had she been able to continue living longer. So she was born in Iran. And as a child, she actually wanted to be a novelist. She liked to write. She probably had a pretty creative mind. But then she went to school and, you know, as sometimes happens, once you enroll in school, sometimes...Teachers or, you know, a principal, they discover you're really good at something. Well, she showed people around her that she had this incredible gift for math. And so she was placed in a special school for kids who have extraordinary or exceptional talents. And that's when she went on to compete in this Iran's International Mathematical Olympiad, where she was the first female member. Sounds like she had a life of a lot of firsts, at least in her country, because we keep seeing her. She was the first. She won a gold medal at that Olympiad. And at that Olympiad, she didn't make any mistakes. She had a perfect score.
They probably have several different categories in those competitions, but you'd have to do some research and figure out exactly what she won the gold medal in or what her perfect score involved. But that's still quite an achievement. Yeah. And before we continue, I did want to mention that we are talking aboutMathematics, which is basically the study of numbers. And in America, we sometimes shorten that to math. I'm good at math, so I'm going to go to Harvard, for example. But if you're in England, they will shorten it to maths. They'll add an S to the end of that just for your reference. Now let's continue talking about Mirzakhani here. After graduating, Mirzakhani attended Harvard University, where she gained her PhD. That, of course, is your Doctor of Philosophy degree. That means you can go on and become a professor at a prestigious university. So she went to Harvard, which is going straight to the top, at least in the U.S., and she got her PhD there.
She sure did. When you get your PhD, you do a lot of research for several years. It's a lot of work. And at the end, you put all of your research and your conclusions and your theory into a paper called a dissertation, which is a lot of work. So she put a lot of work into this. And the good news is she not only produced her dissertation to graduate, from that dissertation, three papers were published in scholarly journals, which was really kind of cool. Usually just maybe one paper will be published after your dissertation, so she must have done a great job. She answered a question in her dissertation about a particular branch of mathematics. Tom had talked about different areas that you can really succeed in.The particular branch or area that she wrote about had baffled her peers for years. If you baffle someone, you kind of confuse them. It's kind of a question maybe that her peers couldn't find the answer to. They were perplexed. We'll use that word too. To be perplexed, to be baffled about something. It's kind of a fun word. And then your peer is someone who is kind of the same level, same social level as you. Tom and I are peers. We work together quite often. If you're going to school to get a degree, the kids that are in your same grade are your peers. So she tackled a particular branch and was successful with it, obviously, because they went on to publish some papers for her. And I'm sure her peers were quite impressed with her.
Indeed. And, of course, mathematics is kind of mysterious to me. Sometimes I wonder exactly what the heck they're doing with all those numbers. And that's why they have, like, mathematics. And then there's, like, applied mathematics, mm-hmm. in which math can be actually applied to real-world situations.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of math I want to spend my time learning. The other kind of math, I'm not sure exactly what they're doing, what they're trying to accomplish, and what good it's doing the rest of us, because basically totally confused me, and I just couldn't figure out exactly why do I have to learn all this stuff? What's it for? And nobody ever really told me. But in any case here, yes, she baffled her peers, or at least this particular branch of math had baffled her peers for years, and she figured it out.
Mm.
And she went on to tackle other complex math problems and received the Fields Medal for her work in 2014. If you tackle something, that can be used in sports. In American football, that means you basically knock a person down to the ground. In soccer, it has a different meaning. I think it means you actually take the ball away from the other player. But in this particular case, it means you accept a challenge and you usually are successful with that challenge.
So she went on to really work hard or tackle some of those math problems and received the Fields Medal in 2014. That's when she got it. Now, at this point, however, this is the sad part of her life. She had already developed breast cancer that would claim her life or take her life. In the last paragraph, it says that her death was mourned by her fellow mathematicians as well as the people of Iran. So that's her own home country. Interestingly, it says many Iranian news outlets, these are types of media outlets, we could say that as well, used a picture of her without her hijab. That's the scarf that Muslim women wear over their hair and neck. And she had never worn that in the U.S. After she finished with Harvard, she stayed in the U.S. to live and work. She had never worn that particular scarf there. More conservative outlets in Iran went on to Photoshop that scarf on her. Sometimes you can use a software called Photoshop. It's actually called Photoshop, but now we're using it as a verb here. And change someone's picture, maybe add a hat onto them, maybe take away some wrinkles. You can do lots of things with Photoshop. Some of these conservative outlets that believed that she indeed should wear that hijab because that was part of the Sharia law, which is very, very strong in Iran. So they went to change her picture. You know, when she passed away, they wanted to show how she should have looked with a hijab on.
They do that quite a bit with especially images of women. If they look a little suggestive, they, you know, Photoshop garments on them, covering things up and stuff like that. So they did this in this particular case. It's more conservative there, more religious. So they photoshopped this hijab on her. Interesting, though, Photoshop is actually a program from Adobe, right? Adobe Photoshop.
Uh-huh.
And it has become a verb, although I think Adobe doesn't like that. They don't like people using the word that way, but too bad. But in any case here, yes, indeed, they photoshopped this hijab on her. That's a garment, which is a piece of clothing, and it's compulsory or required under Iran's Sharia law. They have that law there. It's pretty strict. And this led to debate about the law with Iranian social media users weighing in on both sides. So they had a debate about this. They discussed this. Yes, can we show pictures of women without the hijab on if she so chooses not to wear it? No, it's a part of Sharia law. She has to wear it. That's just the way it is. That's the way the Prophet would have wanted it. So we have to follow that. So yes, they had this debate, but at least they talked about it, you know. And we had different people weighing in, which means they come in and they offer their opinion.
There's a lot of that today with social media, either on Facebook or Twitter, people giving their opinion like everyone cares about it. But I wanted to mention garment, guys. You can add an S to it. So garment. It's more formal than, say, your clothes. So this, was an interesting debate that they had. And a lot of people thought, you know, she kind of broke new ground for Iranian women who were Muslim. And by not wearing the hijab, you know, saying I can choose to wear it or not. But of course, in Iran, you need to wear it more or less. So even though she managed to accomplish a lot, it's interesting that upon her death, that this debate would come and it had nothing to do with her life, really. Well, it had to do with her religion, but not her, you know, her career and herself personally. So it's kind of interesting that this happened. If you break ground, guys, you do something brand new. Never been done before. We break ground before we build a new building. Mm. We use that word a lot. So if you break new ground and you see that and they're not talking about a building, it's because someone is doing something brand new.
Absolutely. So hopefully we've done something brand new with our program today. Introduced you to the life and times of Mariam Mirzakhani. Okay, everybody, that brings us to the end of our explanation for today. Here comes our Chinese teacher.
接着我们来看到第三段，这里提到他毕业之后去念哈佛大学，取得他的博士学位。第三段的第二个句子提到 Her dissertation resulted in three papers being published and answered a question about a particular branch of mathematics that had baffled her peers for years.Dissertation 在这里是有论文的意思，他的博士论文呢就促使了有三篇的论文 papers 来被发表，而且解答了一项已经困扰他同侪多年的一个特定数学分科的问题。我们来看一下，在这里有个 that 子句到句尾来修饰这样子的一个数学分科的问题，而在这里的 baffle 当作动词是有使受挫折或者是阻挠的意思。举个例子来说 The manager tried hard to baffle our plan 也就是说经理啊力图阻挠我们的计划而后面的 peer 则是有同辈的意思我们常说小孩子呢非常容易受到同辈的影响你就可以说 children are easily influenced by their peer然而呢在2014年他却发现他罹患了乳癌最后一段提到呢为了哀悼他新闻媒体呢使用了一张他没有戴头巾的照片然后呢后面又有人用修图软体帮他加上头巾因为这样的事件我们来看一下这一段的后面两个句子 This led to debate about the law with Iranian social media users weighing in on both sides 这样子要戴头巾或不戴头巾就导致了大家的 debate 来争论来讨论呢这样子的法律后面逗号用 with 加上名词再加上 ving 或是 vpp 来修饰前面的名词是来代表一种原因所以在这里叙述了为什么会导致这项法律的争论正因为呢这个 Iranian social media users 伊朗的社群媒体用户呢都提出了这个正反两面的意见在这里的 weigh in 则是有参加跟介入的意思最后一句 Though the law is unlikely to change, pictures showing Mirzakhani without a hijab represent yet more ground broken in her extraordinary, though tragically brief life. 这一句的意思是说，虽然呢法律不太可能改变，但是呢这位女性数学家未佩戴头巾的照片呢，代表了尽管她悲剧性短暂，但是却非凡的人生当中有更多的 ground broken， 有更多的这个领域被打破、被开发、被革新。OK， 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
That's all the time we have for today. Thank you so much for joining us, and please join us again next time for another edition of our program. From all of us here at English Digest, my name is Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Bye.
Bye.